Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Charles Duhigg is here. Charles is a new friend. He's a highly accomplished, extremely credentialed individual, a reporter for the New York Times. He's the author of a best-selling book, The Power of Habit. He won a Pulitzer Prize. Yes, that one. For explanatory reporting, I'm going to have to ask him what that means. And he's the author of a brand new book called Smarter, Faster, Better. And he's our new friend, Charles Duhigg. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
What's explanatory reporting?
So explanatory reporting is reporting that sort of explains the world. We did a big series about how Apple explains the global economy, looking at things like how Apple uses tax policies to its advantage, what working conditions are like in Chinese factories,
right,
like iPods, ads, things like that.
So it's like investigative reporting for the cerebral. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. That's a good way of thinking about it.
Okay, Smarter, Faster, Better. This book is about the science of productivity. And would I be correct in saying the essence of the book is you explain why, what are the way people look at the world, the way they set goals, the way they behave, and the decisions they make, is what sets people apart. Say two siblings, one's very successful, one not so much. It's what sets those two apart. What do you think? Is that right?
That's exactly right. Well, one of the things that we found is that there are people who are more productive than others. There are companies that are more productive than others.
Right.
And it seems like that those folks who are more productive, it's because they understand things about how their brain works. And in particular, they understand that you need to force yourself or encourage yourself to see choices that other folks might not even be aware of, and
mm-hmm.
how you set goals, how you maintain focus on your priorities, how you get and stay motivated, how you manage teams.
Now, and when you said that they understand how their brain works, is it possible that they hadn't really thought about that as much as they don't get it in their own way?
I think
a way to think about it?
I think people have an intuition.
I think at some point in the early days, early stages especially, you might be giving people too much credit. You know what I mean? For knowing how their brain works.
They might not say it that way, right? They might not say, I understand my neurology, but through intuition, they learn what works and what doesn't work, right? What they recognize is, for millennia, our brain has had a huge advantage in being attracted to multitasking and distractions.
You know, right.
A thousand years ago, if you were someone who could plant crops and look for predators at the same time, you had a huge advantage over someone who could only plant crops or only look for predators.
Right.
But in the last 150 years, as the Industrial Revolution, now the Digital Revolution, has really taken root, that has changed the value of multitasking. Now,
mm-hmm.
we could be distracted ad infinitum and never have time to actually focus on what's important. So the people who are most productive, whether they realize how they know this or not, they've learned, I have to focus. I have to come up with devices that encourage me to choose the right priorities. And that's what they know about their brain, is that they have this ability or tendency to get distracted, but that you can offset that if you teach yourself the right mental habits, the right ways to think.
Right. Well, and see, you're obviously onto something here, because what you're pointing out is the fact that you and I, from a DNA standpoint, from a mental capacity standpoint, you and I are basically the same analog beings as Moses or Abraham or you know, whoever, right? And 2,000, 3,000 years ago, but yet we're faced with this new stuff, and as analog beings in the digital world, that's causing us to have to focus a little differently, isn't it?
I think that's right. And it's hard, right? It's hard to to teach ourselves to focus correctly. But that doesn't mean it's actually impossible. And in fact, one of the things that we know is that people, for instance, who are able to self-motivate really well, they are people who look for ways to turn chores into choices. And one of my favorite examples of this is the Marine Corps. Right. So the Marine Corps, about 15 years ago, redesigned boot camp entirely. You know, we think of Marine Corps boot camp as a place where they teach people how to follow orders and discipline, and it still certainly does that. But the other thing that the Marine Corps boot camp does now is it teaches people to make decisions much more quickly. It teaches what's known as a bias towards action. So, for instance, they might tell you on your first or second day to go clean the mess hall and not tell you where the cleaning supplies are or where the ketchup's supposed to go. Because what they want to do is they want to force all their recruits into a position where they have to make decisions, where they learn how good it feels to take control, to assert themselves. Because once you learn the emotional reward of being able to do that, that's when you learn how to start generating self-motivation.
And is this because this is a smarter way, a better way for human beings to behave and always has been, or because of the world we find ourselves in?
Well, I think that it's both, right? I think that people have known this for a long, long time, but particularly in today's world where there's so many distractions, where there's all these emails coming in, your phone is buzzing in your pocket all the time, you could spend all day just reacting to other people's demands and not actually get anything you want done. It's easy now to mistake busyness and productivity. And so in today's world, understanding how to be productive, that's so much more important than before.
And that understanding is as different between you and me as everything else that is different about us, right? I mean, you have one color hair, I have another color hair. Our productivity could be just as different, right? The way we look at
absolutely.
It, the way we deal with it.
Well, it, not only the way we deal with it, but what we think is productive, right? So for you, you know, a productive Wednesday morning might be getting to the office as early as possible and plowing through your emails.
Right.
But for me, it might be walking my kid to school and having a great conversation. And that's kind of the point of this book, Smarter, Faster, Better, is it's a way to help people reflect on what is productivity for me? You know, what are my biggest goals? What do I want to get done? Because that's what the most productive people do more than anyone else.
Right. And they don't fail to recognize that those decisions have to be made if you're going to be productive.
That's exactly right. They remind themselves, they find ways of reminding themselves that they have to make choices.
I need a website, Charles.
Well, I'm at charlesduhigg.com, or if you just type Smarter, Faster, Better, or my previous book, The Power of Habit, into Google, it'll come up.
D-U-H-I-G-G is the way you spell his last name, ladies and gentlemen. Charles Duhigg and I will be right back. Smarter, Faster, Better, that's the new book. We come back, I'm going to get Charles to talk to us about how we apply this to our teams, to our organizations. He studied this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.